why great valuers don't necessarily make awesome branch managers. Today, I'm joined by Jo Bourne, who is an estate agency trainer, ex-area director of O'Connell Sequence. She knows her onions. Jo, I've always had an opinion that great valuers don't necessarily make great branch managers. Why is that? Talk to me.
I agree with you. There are some that do, but absolutely there are some that we see people being promoted to a branch manager because they have had awesome conversion rates, really strong on fees, great market share, whatever that looks like. And somebody comes along and says, right, we've got a branch manager vacancy.
Do you
100%.
think it's because of the manis?
Yeah, because the way it's been, or for me, my experience when I was in agency, was that the salaries were paid, the higher salaries were paid to the branch managers. And therefore, if somebody was looking to improve their lifestyle and their income, they saw that the only way they could do that was to be a branch manager. Whether they wanted to be or not necessarily, they would then forego what they really perhaps enjoyed doing the most.
On the sofa, doing the deal, getting the listings.
100%. Yeah. The sitting with customers, winning business, taking it back, and the buzz that comes from that, they trade quite often that for company car, bit more money, but not necessarily aware of what that responsibility brings. And yes, there are some strengths that you may have had as a lister or a valuer that you can absolutely take into a team. But unless you have a real understanding then of how you look after the different characters within a team, look after them in terms of what drives them, motivates them, how you talk to them, understanding that everybody's different. No, it isn't right. You might have completely, you've got to have the ability as a manager or a leader, you've got to be organized. You've got to be able to work out what the team need to do, what's going to happen if one of your team aren't performing and they're not like you, you put another lister in and they're not performing like you were doing, what are you going to do? Are you going to go, well, I did it that way, that's how you need to do it? Or are you going to spend time coaching and developing them? Have you got the skills to do that?
Do you think it's the same with branch managers up to area managers? Similar that a good branch manager doesn't necessarily make.
Yeah, absolutely. The biggest shock to my system was going from running one branch where I had control in the nicest possible way of my team, and we knew each other, we worked together, to going to my first area role where I was running five offices. And suddenly I had to be in five different places. I had to understand five different teams. I don't think people actually realize how much harder multi-site management is than even if collectively that team was in one place. The logistics, the reality of I've now got five branches or 10 branches or 12, 15, as in some cases, and one day I have four managers off. I have three negotiators off there. I then have two people handing their notice. That is, wow,
How did you?
completely different.
Okay, so what skill sets did you have to learn on the job to do that one?
I had to learn, and it took me a long time to learn. I was never going to get Utopia. I think to begin with, I was like, right, if I get all my ducks in a row and I get everybody there, spend a bit of time in each branch, it's going to be fine. Going to be fine. And not recognizing that there's always going to be stuff that comes along. Somebody's always going to decide they're going to move. They're going to move in the country. Somebody's going to have a family. Somebody's going to leave. Somebody's not going to perform. You're never going to
That's
get
quite hard
Utopia.
work because you seem to be the sort of person that likes to have their hands on the control levers. How do you let go of that? How do you feel comfortable letting go slightly?
You have to trust your team. You have to have an open door so that they know they can talk to you if there's a problem. You have to give them some flexibility, but they have to understand the how far they can go with that flexibility, and they have to feel comfortable that they can talk to you. And I hope that if you were to ask any one of my managers in the past that they felt they could talk to me and they could ask for help, they would say, yeah, 100%. They also knew when I was serious as well and when actually they'd overstepped the mark or what that looked like. It is a very different skill set. And I don't necessarily think there's enough coaching and training that goes into that or development. We take people from lister to branch manager.
There's hardly any training. You just say,
there isn't. Absolutely.
Go over there. You know, I need a manager over there.
Absolutely. I
mean, in the good old days, you had Connell Sequence, you had Countrywide. Their training was sublime.
Yes.
Maybe in the next video, let's talk about why there's a severe lack of training in a state agency.
That would be really good.